One mayor watching this closely is Invercargill's Tim Sherbelt, given that the Southern Institute of Technology already offers zero fees. And Tim Sherbelt is with me. Good evening.
Good evening.
This policy could be a pretty big blow for Invercargill, couldn't it?
Yes, it could. And we were certainly aware of it right from the beginning that it would undercut our sort of marketing edge, if you like, because we've had zero fees in our institution, you know, for a long time, and it's really benefited our region. We've gone from 1,000 students to 5,000 students with the zero scheme in place, zero fee scheme.
But Tim, you and your mates are pretty creative in Invercargill. You've already thought of a solution, haven't you?
Yes, we certainly have. We're going to be offering zero fees and zero accommodation. So if you come and study in Invercargill, we've got a massive building program going on at present, and we'll be expanding that. And I'm sure the Labor government will be supportive because we're helping in, with housing, which is another issue in this country that has to be addressed. So well, it would take the pressure off the bigger cities.
Well, I was going to ask, is the has the government shown any interest in giving the city a hand with this?
Yes, they've certainly shown an interest in what we're up to. They are concerned, I think, like a lot of people who support the principle of it, but it took us 3 years to really bed down the system. There's so many challenges, there's so many differences. For example, a technical institute in Queenstown is offering a course, a six-month course for $28,000. We've got the same course down here, and it's $7,000. How much is, is the Queenstown Institute going to be paid what they're already collecting, or are we going to have our funds boosted? There's so many complexities involved in a project like this. To have it all done over Christmas is going to be a huge undertaking.
Yeah, I wonder how much scrambling will be going on with the institutes across New Zealand to try and implement all of this. You reckon the timeframe's a bit unrealistic, Tim?
Totally. Well, from our experience, I mean, there may be some magical solution that they have, but from our experience, it was far more logical to expand it year by year by year and grad, because you're looking at student accommodation, you're looking at student health, you're looking at transportation, a whole range of issues that are affected by introducing a new scheme like this. And if you don't have them all rolling out at a similar time sequence, it can just lead to sort of chaos. And the other problem is the data available to know if you've been studying in one, and if a person comes to our institute, for example, and they've come from anywhere in the North Island, yeah, and completed a certificate in some course and they enroll with us, have we got the data? Well, we may have over the last 10 years, but prior to that, have we got the data about their educational level and where they're at in their studies? And I'm afraid the answer is no.
No fees going nationwide. Based on your experience in Invercargill, do you think there will be a huge uptake across the country?
It could happen, and it certainly happened with us. But I guess you could say that we were unique because we were the only institute. Some other institutes like ours had it for one or two courses, but we were the only ones who rolled it out over the all the courses. And our experience was that it led to a huge increase in student numbers. It really revitalized the city. It was fantastic. But sometimes it can be very difficult to just suddenly, overnight, virtually, implant one success story into all the other cities of New Zealand. I mean, you had to have a certain number of students to be able to achieve that success. Dunedin's got 36,000 students. We only had 1,000 when we implemented the scheme, you know, and we found it a struggle to get the numbers right and to get the accommodation right. So
Well, we'll check in with you next year and see how it's all working out. I thank you for your time. That is Invercargill's Mayor Tim Shadbelt. It is 16 past five.